Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Becheiris, Perig Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, Eikoyen, Hechoshud ala Becheiris. He's a little suspect when it comes to Becheiris. We're scared. He himself inflicts the mum, so that it should become mutter to shecht it. Sagt der Mishnah, Ein Leuchen, we don't purchase, Mimenu from him, Afila, even Bisar Tzivoy. Not even deer meat, a Tzvi is a deer. If you have a deer and it gives birth to a firstborn male, it's not a par. So really, why can't I buy deer meat? There's no shash over here that he played around with this and put a mum into it when there wasn't supposed to be a mum there. It's deer meat. And the answer is, you think it's deer meat. Who says it is deer meat? Maybe it's really meat from a calf. The color of the meat is reddish, the same as the color of calf meat. So he may be telling you that it's deer meat, and really it's not deer meat. Really, it's from a calf that he inflicted a mum into. Now, let's say he did put a mum into it. Let's say he did a bedafki. He wasn't allowed to do it. It was a terrible issa. But the mice, it has a mum, so why can't I shecht it? Why can't I eat it? And the answer is that the chachamim put a knas on a kayan who was over the iser and put a mum into the animal, and they said it's asr bahana. Can't be eaten, it can't be sold, you can't even give it away. Even the skin, even the hide is asr. So you can't buy meat from a kayan who we think may have put a mum into his par. For sure, not cattle, sheep, or goat. That could mamish be a par. But even if officially it's deer meat, how do you know he's not switching it? How do you know it's not really cow meat? Vaitra says, a Mishnah b'loy oirois, and not hides, she'en an avudin, that haven't been processed. If they haven't been processed, there is a chshash, that maybe this is really the hides of b'choirois that was shechted b'isr. Wait a second, suppose it was processed. Suppose it's all finished, ready to use. Then I could buy it from him? Don't I have the same problem? Maybe it comes from a b'char? So the answer is, and it just shows us how Chazal understand how a human being thinks more than anything in the world. This person who put a mum into the b'char, he's always worried they're going to catch him. If they catch him, he'll be stuck. Everything will be asr bana. Never mind selling it, he can't even give it away. So there's a limit how much he's going to invest over here. He'll try to get away with it. Here, buy this hide. Okay, that could be. For him to work so hard to process the hide, it's a very hard thing to do. When there's always a chance someone's going to catch on, wait a second, you put the mum into this car and then it's useless. We assume the stam he wouldn't put in that work. So if it's totally processed, l'chayra, he wasn't taking any chances. If this is an illegal p'char, he wouldn't have put that much work into it. Rabbi Eliezer says, loichemimenu oirish on nekeva, you can take the hides of a nekeva, that doesn't have kedushas p'char. P'char is only a male child. So there's no chash that these skins come from a p'char. Tanakama holds, nah. This person, if he's a prankster, he'll tell you it's from a nekeva, and he'll fool you in such a way, he'll take a thing someone really it came from a zachar. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Ve'ein loichemimenu tsemer milubin. You don't purchase from him wool that was washed out from its dirt. That's how the Gemara attaches it. Tzemer, that is milubin from the dirt, from tzoyi. Because for all we know, maybe this wool came from a p'char. Maybe you're going to say the same svar over here as skins that are finished. He wouldn't have put in the work to wash it out if it was a p'char, because it could be we're going to catch him and therefore he won't be able to use it. So the Mishnah tells us now. The skins is such a hard work to do, there we'll say, he wouldn't take a chance. If he processed it, he knows it's good. But this is taka hard, to clean the wool. It's not that hard. But, says the Mishnah Vayiter, you can buy from this kayan that is suspect, that he may put a mum, especially into the p'char, you could buy from him, tvi ubegadim, spun woolen thread. Now, what does begadim mean? If you can buy from him just the thread, of course you'll buy the begadim. That's even harder to make. So Batanura explains, begadim over here means felt cloth. Felt isn't made from threads that you spin. It's made by taking raw wool and pressing it until it like compacts into a cloth. This already is much more similar to processing the ar. It's very hard to spin wool into threads and then press it into felt cloth. So if he took a chance and did this, it's because he knows there's no risk in someone catching him. Wait a second, you tampered with his bchar, we can't use it. He probably wouldn't take the chance. So, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin, a Kayan. We suspect he may put the mum himself into the bchar so he can shecht it. The halacha with that is that it's totally asur b'anav, therefore you can't for sure buy any calf meat from him, but even deer meat, because it's the same color, could be he's telling us it's deer meat and it's really calf meat. So deer meat, taka, wouldn't be a problem if I knew for sure it was deer meat, because that's not a bchar, but I'm not sure it's deer meat. Also, hide that hasn't been processed could become some bchar that he put a mum into. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can buy the hide of an akeva because there's no bchar over there, but the Tanakama, the lochas, like the Tanakama says no, because again, how do we trust him? Maybe he tampered with it to make it look like he's telling you it's the Aron Akeva, but really it could be Arav Zachar. Lamaisa, everyone holds hides that were fully processed, you can buy from him because it's so much tercha. If he had a chshat that he may be caught and therefore he won't be able to use it, he probably would have not put in all that effort. What about wool that was cleaned? That's effort, but it's not that much effort. So the fact that he took the time to clean it doesn't mean he's not taking a chance. However, spun thread or felt cloth that's made without spinning but by pressing the wool together, and for sure, woven garments, these are so hard to make that if he did it, we assume he's not taking a chance that he's going to be caught. That it comes some wool from a bchar that he put a mum into, and if he was willing to put in that amount of tircha, our assumption is that there's no problem with this wool.